Welcome to the Project Love podcast. I'm Selena Barker.
And I'm Vicky Pevitt. In these podcasts, we explore what it takes to create a life, relationship, and career you love.
And not just one that looks good on the outside, but one that feels good on the inside. Hello, and welcome to the first Project Love podcast episode of 2022. Oh, how we laugh, because 2022, I don't know about you, dear listener, but for us, has got off to a bit of a rocky start. Hi, Vicky. How are you doing?
I'm good.
You're getting through it. This is one of the reasons why you are getting this not quite at the start of January as we had hoped. But if anything, I think it's quite good that we've had a chance to set off into 2022 and hit some obstacles and already. So we already have some lessons to draw. And I think it's going to make for an interesting episode today, Vicky.
Yeah, interesting is the word, yes.
Interesting is definitely a word. So in the last episode, obviously, we talked about the exercise we had done at the back of Goodbye 2020, Hello 2021, where we reflected on what we'd written in our journals and how that had played out or hadn't played out over the course of the year. I think most people, it's safe to say, found 2021 to be a tough year. And many found it to be even tougher than 2020, which is hard to believe because we were really going on a strong F you 2020, good riddance. Hi 2021, good to see you. So delighted you're here. And then, if anything, it was even harder a year. And so it was with a bit of trepidation that I stepped into 2022 feeling really good about it. And yeah, actually, I feel this is 2022 sounds like a good year. It was all the same stuff again. And again, 2022, the start of 2022, has served up, I don't know, a tough time, not just for in my world, but in a lot of other people's worlds as well. So I think the lesson there, Vicky, I don't know what the lesson is, but just a reminder that life is full of challenges as well as celebrations, and we just need to remember that we can navigate our way through it. I don't know. What is the lesson you're feeling already at the start of 2022? Give me something to hold on to here.
I do think that your idea of starting 2022 in February is a brilliant idea.
Great.
So I'm definitely embracing that. I'm kind of just, I'm putting January into the same bucket as 2021.
Yes.
So that's been helping me. But I think, you know, what I've been thinking about this week is this idea of hope, because I've just had a flick through what I wrote in my journal on New Year's Day. And again, you know, as you say, it's so full of optimism and hope at the beginning of the year. And it was the same thing again of what I'd written on New Year's Day. And then the last couple of weeks since then have been, it's tempting to lose hope when things don't quite go to plan. You write and declare these big intentions and the universe takes a look and just laughs, basically.
Laughs and gives you, you know, something
because
else.
It has other plans for you. So that's definitely been the theme for me over the last 2 weeks. But I think, you know, it is tempting to lose hope and optimism through the setbacks and disappointments. But what I've realized is, and I had to remind myself of this week, is that the lack of hope doesn't protect from the pain of disappointment. So you might as well hope, because then at least you get to enjoy the moments, you know, that aren't disappointing and when there aren't setbacks, and you get to, you know, still be optimistic, you know, about the rest of the year. So I've had my hope restored, even though the last 2 weeks have definitely been, you know, have provided many reasons for me to sort of wonder if, you know, if it's possible to have a different year than the previous two. So yeah, I'm gonna restore that hope, even though it's been, what's the word?
It's been a rough start.
It's just been a rough start. Yeah.
I think Yeah, I totally agree. I think, first of all, it's important to remember that we have another 50 weeks of the year. Two down, 50 to go. And to not, and to remember that, I think sometimes I get into this, I start the year, I'm full of optimism, really inspired and really connected to what's important to me, really reminded of what makes me come alive, really reminded of what brings me joy, what makes me happy. So I'm really in that space. And then I kind of step back into life and inevitably things are going to happen. Things are going to be thrown at us that are out of our control. Challenges are going to come our way. And seemingly for the last 2 years, a lot of them are going to start straight away in January. A client of mine said the other day, I was just like, so much for my using January as my warm-up month. I was like, I've suddenly gone from 0 to 100 miles an hour. And she went, my God, January has literally walked in, still got her coat on, and she's go, go, go. And I was like, what a brilliant way to describe it. And I think that it's really important to be prepared for the setbacks and know how to navigate them. And disappointment, you can't avoid it. It's uncomfortable, it's painful, but we need to remember that it's always going to happen. We're always going to have ups and downs, and it's important to learn how to bounce back from the setbacks, to allow ourselves to feel the disappointment and to, you know, feel the pain, the frustrations of whatever, you know, is going on. But to also recognize that that doesn't mean that none of that's going to happen. And in fact, I've realized this year, I really want to use my journal more intentionally to really, one of my words for 2022 is reflection. And I've started doing since Christmas these 20-minute reflective walks to start my day. Almost at the start of every day, I've been doing these reflective walks. They've made such a difference. And I really want to weave reflection time much more into my life this year. And so I'm going to be doing it through these reflection walks, but I also really want to keep going back into the pages of the journal, because it's been all of 2 weeks, 2 or 3 weeks since I've written into what I want my 2022 to be about. And I just went back through them now, because knowing we were about to record this. And I was reminded there were things I'd already forgotten and things I was like, oh, yes. Oh, of course, I was going to make it about that. And one of the interesting things that I had written into my journal that I wanted to remember, this bit surprised me, actually. I wrote, what do you want to make your 2022 all about? And what started to come up was, I want to be free of pressure put on me by me. I want to work less. I want to enjoy simple pleasures more. I want less of the grind, less time working, less time out of my comfort zone. And do you know what I did as I stepped into January and I kind of declared my dreams and I was like, right, this is what I want to go for. I went back into all of my old patterns, all of my old habits, and I'd forgotten this is always what happens when I declare a dream and I step out into it in the first place. And this always happens in January. This is why I remember saying years ago, I think on one of these episodes, like, January is my unraveling month, because I set an intention and then all the ways that I'm not aligned with that, all the ways I'm in resistance to that intention will show up in January or show up the moment I set an intention. So what have I done? Second week into January, I even worked on the weekend, Vicky. Like, my weekends are sacred. I don't go near my weekends. I was suddenly like, and I remember I did this last year. I know to make this all happen, to do all the things I want to do, I'm now going to go into this like berserk, feverish, working into the night, working on weekends, pushing myself, all of that pressure that I put on myself that I said I didn't want to do anymore, all came into play. So I've been, and I had a session with the wonderful Dr. Talene yesterday. I had a session with our old business coach, just a one-off session. And she said, she was the one that said, all of your old patterns have shown up totally natural. That always happens when you set out and embark on a new journey, on a new project. Your old patterns will first show up. And I was like, well, that's what it was. I was literally setting up my year so that I would burn out. I mean, I was setting up my month so I would burn out. I was like, I had been totally unrealistic of what I'm expecting myself to do, as so often happens. I get excited about a dream or a number of dreams, and I think I'm going to get them all done in the next 3 months. So it was actually going, you have the time you have available is not enough, it does not match what you want to do with that time. But what I was doing was going, no, I will make it happen by pushing myself, by forcing myself, by squeezing more hours out of the day and doing all of the things that I used to do that used to make me burn out. So I was just like, right, hold, stop. What the hell is going on? I didn't even have time to have a shower the other day, let alone do exercise and all the things that I know I need to feel well. So I literally set an intention to go slower, more time for reflection, more time to be idle. These are all things I've written and what I want my 22 to be all about. And then I rebelled against all of that and I did everything the opposite. And I have to remember as well that in January, quite aside from things happening to us that are out of our control, what we also have going on is all our resistance or all our old patterns showing up that kind of almost in rebellion to what we have set our intention for. And so it's really important for me to remember that this has happened in other Januaries where I've, in fact, it happened last year when Sammy was suddenly being homeschooled. Suddenly he wasn't going to be at school. My plans to get ready for the book launch kind of went out the window. And I was like, no, I'm going to still do it all by kind of becoming militant. And in about 2 weeks, I was like, oh, all the signs of burnout are here. I think my body, it's like muscle memory. My body is so quick now to go, emergency, emergency, this is not working. This is going to be a quick road to burnout. And it happens within a week as opposed to after like 3 months of doing it. So I could even feel the burn. I feel the burn in the front of my face and I was feeling it yesterday. I was just like, what are you doing? So I've had a real word with myself, redesigned my months and my year ahead to create more space for the creative projects I want to do, and have pushed things back, like changed my deadlines, because I had just set myself up for pressure and burnout. It's fascinating to see how easily I can fall back into old patterns. And it was reassuring to hear from Dr. Talene that's absolutely normal and natural. And the good thing is that I spotted it and like called an emergency meeting to have a word with my shitty committee and everything else that was piling on the pressure. That inner drive that I've talked about, you know, that goes berserk. It was in full force. And the roller coaster has begun.
As you were describing that, I was just like, had this visual of this part of you that was so on board with your big plans for this year. And then this other part of you, which you've shared with me before, is like your drive, who is often in that big leather jacket. And she's like,
no, she has a cape. She has a cape.
No, she has a cape. Oh, it's a leather cape. Okay.
It's so a cape. She's got a mask like Catwoman.
In her leather. And she's like, well, hang on, nobody consulted me about this. And she's now, you know, trying to take over.
Oh, completely. Exactly. No, she's just like, right, this is the game plan. Let's fucking do this shit. And going mad. And then there's another part of me that's just like, wait, what did you say about time for reflection and being idle and not putting the pressure on yourself? And it's just being trampled on and forgotten about as I ramp up the adrenaline and go berserk. But it's humbling to remember that that's part of me is still very much in play. And I'm kind of fond of it now. And also, I do now know what I need to do to get myself back on track. And that's pretty exciting that I can get myself back on track pretty quickly these days.
Yeah.
And breathe. I read a novel last night. I started a new novel. That was step one. And went on my reflection walk this morning and looked at my schedule, looked at my calendar, redesigned things, and had a real word with myself on my walk today. So it's feeling, I need to go and now just recover a bit, calm my nervous system down, because it's got into a complete frenzy. We're only in week two or three of January. But yeah, that's me, Vicky. How about you? How was it for you doing Goodbye 2021, Hello 2022? How was it for you going through reflecting again, but this time for the, you know, more deeply into what last year has been like for you. For me, it was incredibly cathartic and really quite hard at times, because I realized, I really acknowledged how hard it had been, and I kind of needed to feel that again. How was it for you?
So I did my reflections on New Year's Day, and it was actually a really lovely day in London that day. So we'd had, I mean, not to bark on about the weather again, because I know we did that, I think, in the last episode. But, you know, it had been very grey and rainy and cold, and that had just been so miserable, I think, you know, to sort of deal with alongside everything else. But New Year's Day was just such a lovely, crisp, sunny day. And I actually sat in the garden with a big blanket to fill in my journal. And it just felt really symbolic, because this house move was in last year's journal, and I didn't know how we were going to be able to move, and I knew I really wanted to have a garden and an office, and, you know, to be sat in the garden reflecting on the year and filling out my journal, knowing that in last year's journal that was something that I really wanted to bring to life, and here I am, you know, living it. It just felt really really empowering, very symbolic to be sat there you know, reflecting on the year. So yeah, that was just such a lovely moment of the whole Christmas break, really, to sit down on the first day of the year and do my reflections. And yeah, I'd say the whole experience just felt really empowering, because, you know, it just gives you this moment to really reflect on what's really important and what you want more of in the year ahead, and to feel hopeful. I just really want to keep hold of that feeling this year, and really stay optimistic about, you know, what could happen this year. And I really want to feel more joy this year, because I think particularly at the end of last year, you know, there was just quite a few things going on where I wasn't feeling that much joy, and also I wasn't really prioritizing joy as well. So I really want, and that's actually my big intention for 2022, to prioritize joy in the small ways and the big ways, and make time, make space for it. And so I'm really excited. It helped me, doing the journal helped me to see that it's possible to have a different experience this year, and helped me to see what I need to do to make that happen. So yeah, it felt really empowering.
I found that as well when I was looking through my calendar to remind me of what I'd done. And I color code fun things in yellow, and I was scrolling through my phone being like, where's all the yellow? There's no yellow this year. And suddenly I was like, oh, there's yellow. And I stopped on it. And do you know what it was? It was Vicky's coming over so we can brainstorm course ideas. Because it was fun, because I was going to see you in real life. And so I was like, I mean, that'll do. That can be yellow. And I was like, there's so few. There's such a lack of fun and joy in 2021, because I think we were just getting through it, and we couldn't go out, and we were still being wary. And remember how anxious we felt when you and I met up in Shoreditch House, somewhere where you used to hang out all the time, and both of us turned up there like rabbits in the headlights, just being like, why? And horrified at how anxious it made us. And you were, you know, one of many friends that I met up with at that time, all feeling the same of just being out of the house and finding it, you know, quite anxiety inducing. And it's really important just to remember what we have all been living through and how that has taken its toll. And so for me as well, this year, it is also definitely about prioritizing the fun, simple fun, like just the fun. And so it's amazing. I'm doing the journal with Sammy again this year. I did it 2 years ago with him, and I loved it. He did lots of drawings. I was doing it with him. I said, what do you remember about 2021? What were the big milestones? And the first thing he said was sunny. I was like, Sam, of all the years, this is like you barely seen, we didn't have any sunshine this summer. But that was a funny answer. But it's been really, I just love doing it with a child as well. In this, the exact same journal, I didn't adapt it for him, but that's been really fun too. But yeah, definitely filling 2022 with prioritizing fun, like the simple stuff, because I think we've really been missing it. But it's been so interesting how that is now, it's slightly clashing with my goals for work. And I think what I need to do is readdress my goals for work, because they're not aligned with the aims and my intentions for how I want to enjoy this year. Simple pleasures, going slow, time for reflection, if I'm also wanting to really push things forward with the business. So I think I need to go back. And I think this is the important thing to remember. You set intentions, you set goals, dreams. You need to go and try it out and see if in reality it's what you thought it was. In reality, is this going to work? Because it's a great idea, but actually, hold on a second. What is this going to take? Because invariably I underestimate how long things are going to take and what effort they're going to take. And so, you know, I think it is important to just remember sometimes you have to go back and adjust the goals and maybe go, okay, maybe this year, maybe leave, for example, I do want to do a kind of a work-based podcast, but maybe I don't need to do it this year at all. Maybe I'll leave it for next year. Like, you know, I think sometimes I try and put into 1 year what should be spread out across 3 years to have an enjoyable life and not burn out. So, yeah, it's been a lot of important lessons already, week two of 2022.
So there was something that you shared just now that really resonated with me about this idea of doing less, working less, because that's a theme for me this year. And I want to see if I can do less with more. So work smarter, not harder, work more joyfully. And then as soon as I declared that, this part of me, you know, I guess this other part of me was challenging that idea of being able to do more with less, and you need to reevaluate things if that's going to be your intentions this year, similar to what you were saying. And then I thought, but hang on, what if I could do more if I bring more joy into everything? What if that actually helps me to achieve those goals?
Absolutely.
You know, and I don't know if I'm articulating this well, but it's kind of like this investigation, I guess, in terms of, you know, productivity and what success looks like. And I still have that old sort of corporate hangover that's like, you know, you have to work harder if you want to achieve more and if you want to be more successful and have a more, you know, successful business. You have to, it comes at a cost. It means sacrifice. It means exhaustion, working like a martyr. And I really want to challenge that narrative, not in a way like, because I know rationally, I can challenge it on a rational level, but I want to be able to challenge it on an emotional, experiential level by going out there and proving that it is possible. So that really, really resonates with me as well. And you know, not evaluating everything and sort of bringing everything down to a level that you think, oh, well, you know, if I'm not going to work as much, then I need to sort of be realistic, in inverted commas, you know, that actually maybe you'll do even more because you're bringing so much more joy and fun into things.
And I've already proved to myself that that is possible and that that is how it works, because I, you know, last year I had even less time. And I achieved even more and I made more money than ever. And for various reasons, it wasn't just because I approached it with more joy. It was also because I had a book come out and I had the career change coach on the Audible series, and all these things kind of add up to sort of making things, you know, happen more easily and require less effort for me to be out there marketing and all the rest of it. So there is that as well. It isn't simply because I decided to bring more joy to the, you know, and less time, and suddenly magically it all sort of came together. But I do know, and I talk about this in my bloody book, I know that if you put more hours in, you work all hours, you work from a place of stress, from a place of scarcity, from a place of urgency, from a place of panic, then scientifically, it's proven your IQ drops. You're not thinking clearly. You can't access your creativity, your bigger picture thinking, you get tunnel vision, you know, you make poorer choices. And so this whole thing of like work longer hours, work on weekends, work into the evenings to get more done, equation that therefore equals you'll produce more, you'll achieve more, you'll get ahead faster. I know it doesn't work. The science backs it up. All the sort of research by Harvard and Stanford and all these big names, they've all, you know, backed this up. Like, it doesn't work. I've written about it in a book. And yet, the moment I set a goal of, like, I'm going to want to go a bit further in my business, new projects, new goals, I went straight back into that old paradigm way of thinking and operating and did all the stuff that I know doesn't work. It's constantly, I think, just coming back to it, challenging it, reminding ourselves that that narrative is one that we've inherited. It doesn't work. You can do less and achieve more. Really cool book. I'm sure you've read it. It's by Kate Northrup, called, what is it?
Yes.
It is Do Less. It's called Do Less. Yeah. And I think the strap line is Do Less and Achieve More. And she discovered, because she had kids, and I think also then her husband was ill, but I think first it was having a child, that she worked half the amount of time she had the previous year. And yet at the end of the year, she's like, what? We've made more money than we did last year. So she was just like, the equation of do more, achieve more, make more money doesn't add up. And it is about seeing it as an experiment and going, okay, you know, if I do less, if I come from a place of calm and nourishment and take the time to recharge my batteries and all the rest of it and spend time doing things that bring me joy, actually I will make different choices. And I think have more courage and have more, you know, be inspired to try different things. Or it definitely works that way, but it's hard to have the courage to give it a try. Do you know what I mean? When we've been told, work hard. Yeah. And we pride ourselves on being hardworking. Hardworking. Mm. You think of all the words associated with work, deadlines, hardworking, grind, you know, smashing it. They're really...
Probation period.
Exactly. Exactly. It's all really stress-inducing. Which has proven to not help people produce their best work or perform at their best. But we're really having to unlearn it and keep unlearning it and unlearn it again. And I think that will be a lifetime of work to keep revisiting that and to keep reminding ourselves and keep one another on track. Yeah. What does it look like to you then to imagine this year of more ease, doing less, and flourishing in life and in your business? What does that look like for you on a day-to-day or week-to-week basis?
Less time at my desk, because I have to remember that time at my desk is not the only time that I'm working.
I find it hard to remember that too.
And it's like, you know, I have to constantly remind myself of this, that time away from the desk is just as valuable. So, you know, let's say, for example, I read a book that really inspires me and it inspires a way of looking at the world that I then share in a love letter, and I love writing it and I put that out to my community, and maybe that sparks joy for someone else reading it. And, you know, that's the stuff I live for in terms of my work. So yes, you could say I'm reading a book and, you know, having a lovely, joyful time, but if that then feeds into my work, because so much about my lifestyle is really my work as well. Like, it's not a separate thing. So it's kind of like integrating more of my lifestyle into my work and not seeing them as separate. Like, when you're at your desk, you're working, and when you're not, it's not as valuable. You know, you shouldn't be reading a book or, you know, finishing, you shouldn't be stepping away from your desk at lunchtime and reading a book, because that's leisure. You know, that's fun and that's not as valuable, you know? So it's sort of undoing that and bringing more joyful breaks into my day. And I've been really working on that actually over the last 6 months, using the tool that you recommended to me, the Pomodoro tool. I've been using that, and I find it really, really useful, because I can often lose track of time and get easily distracted. So it really keeps me focused. So just having breaks and and working in these smaller intervals and feeling reassured by the science. You know, it is scientifically proven that it does actually help you to be more productive. And it's just a way more joyful experience of living and working. And I think also just it's been interesting to notice this idea of launching my course, which I'm launching in February, which is really, really exciting. And, you know, looking at the year and knowing that I want to do a few launches of it this year and then kind of thinking, oh, well, what do I have to say no to because I'm doing this, you know, because I'm doing these launches. And just I've just been noticing, you know, getting invitations to do things over the next couple of months. And then this part of me thinks, well, no, you can't do that because you're launching a course, or you have to say no to that invitation, or you can't go and see your friend, you know, away. You can't go away for the weekend because it's very close to your course launch. And that's the kind of stuff I really want to step away from, you know, working like a martyr and everything else is, you know, has to take a back seat. All the other joyful things that I love have to take a back seat. And so it's that, it's really sort of bringing more of my lifestyle and other things that bring me joy into work and knowing that it's all valuable, you know, it all has
and
a place.
And particularly with the kind of work that we do, because, you know, if you, first of all, you have to kind of walk the walk, talk the talk. Is that the saying? I can't, you know the one I mean. Walk the talk. Walk the talk.
Walk
there we
the
go.
Talk,
walk,
yeah.
Walk the talk, the talk. So, and, you know, so if you're going out and having a joyful lunch break in your work, then you can share about that, you know, how to bring love into your day to day. If you're working like a dog and you're suddenly like, I really must write a love letter about, you know, joyful living and finding inspiration in life, and all you're doing is like grinding away, it's going to be a lot harder to come up with something. Yeah. Whereas if you're like, oh, I know what I'll talk about, my joyful lunch breaks and how people can do that too. And it's like, you know, it's sort of recognizing, how much life, how much more things will flow. You know, when you're actually walking the talk.
You're right. It's embodying it, isn't it? Really embodying that joy. Yeah.
So why don't we share what our focuses are for 2022? Because I haven't actually heard what your focus is or what your word is. It's joy. Oh, I didn't. Yeah. Did you say that already and I missed it?
Maybe I didn't say explicitly,
so,
but it, yeah.
Your focus of 2022 is joy, your year of joy. Oh, that's so gorgeous. So what does that look like for you?
So I'm going to just let it emerge and come to life organically as much as I can. But I do know that I want to have more support in my business and having people come on board and help me. And I have had phases of being quite good at this, but recently I've been pretty bad at it. Just kind of, it's
me
quicker
too.
To do it myself. And, you know, and even if it takes me 2 hours to do something, and maybe it was, you know, for that particular thing, it was, you know, quite quick for me to do it myself. Like if that's happening every week, which, you know, it does, then 2 hours a week to get back is a lot of time. So it's really worth even just starting in a small way to get some help and support. So that will really contribute to me being able to work more joyfully, I think, knowing I've got that help. And having some time off, I really want to have a big chunk of time off this year. I'm not sure when or how or the details, but in the last 2 years, like I really have had very little time off. And so this year I really want to do things differently and have chunks of time off and go on a holiday abroad, actually get on a plane.
Yay.
That's a big intention for this year. I can't wait. And to launch and run my online course joyfully. I'm so excited to get that out there to see who will join me on that. Yay. They're the main things. They're the main things that I'm sort of imagining. And then I'm just going to let the rest really emerge.
I love that.
Unfold.
I do love as well choosing a kind of focus for your year and a word for your year and seeing how that kind of manifests and grows and cultivates and takes shape, and then looking back and seeing those moments of joy and sort of how it showed up in work, in life, in at home, on holiday with friends, and really celebrating that. So my 2022 is going to be my year of, I chose three words this year. It's my year of reflection, connection, and celebration. So the reflection is realizing how important it is for me when I take time to reflect, how much I learn from it, how much I connect with myself. And doing these 20-minute reflection walks at the start of every day just made such a difference. And then lead on, in fact, to connection with myself, deeper connection with myself. I really want this year quality time with my friends. I don't want to conduct any more relationships through a fucking screen. I want to see my friends in real life. I want sisterhood circles. I want weekends away with girlfriends. I want to go and visit friends. I want to hang out. I just want to hang out with people in real life. So connection, and then celebration. I've had celebration before as part of my focus for the year. And it's just, I find celebration just such a beautiful way to add a bit of sparkle to the everyday and to stay focused on the good stuff, because there will always be challenges in life. And so it's so important to just keep coming back to what can we celebrate, and that sort of party feel to celebration, and the gratitude that is always wrapped up in it. So it feels really like just reminding myself to focus on the simple pleasures and the joy in life rather than you know, focusing on those goals and growth and making things happen. And I've always used this journal sort of in the best way has always been when I've used it to really ground myself in nourishment and well-being and the simple stuff in life and happiness, and keep bringing myself away from my always slight obsession with work. And I understand my obsession, you know, because it's not just an obsession. It's because it's so much part of our survival. And, you know, the money that it brings in is essential. And I think when you run your own business and you're self-employed, you've got to be pretty focused on work, because, you know, you can't just cruise along, but you can definitely bring more ease. And so those words for me really help ground me in that, of the ease and the taking the pressure off and remembering actually what's most important in life, and going slower with growing my business if needs be, so that I can weave reflection and connection and celebration in my day to day. And when I start to feel like there isn't space for it, let alone space for a shower, then I know I've gone, something needs to be addressed. And maybe I need to just go slower and break things down a bit more in sort of my dreams for my work and my business, which are exciting too. But when I'm unrealistic without realizing it, it can really get me into trouble. And I'm suddenly got way too much on my plate. So, yeah, reflection, connection, and celebration. Feels good.
Oh, I love them. Oh, they just make me feel all warm inside.
Yeah, the sun intentions. Is shining on my face as I say it. And it feels, it feels good. It feels sunny. So, yeah, and I think, well, let's start 2022 officially in February, tying it in anyway with the Celtic calendar. And let's face it, we're on Celtic ground, we're on Celtic earth. So perhaps it makes more sense anyway to really align it with that anyway. January never seems to be.
Yeah, let's align it with the Celtic year. So
this is just the practice run, Vicky. This is just the warm up. And then in February can really, really get into our flow with it all.
Yeah.
Oh, it's been so lovely to speak to you and catch up with you. And what is it? Tell everyone how they can find out more about the course that you're about to launch in February.
Yes. So I will be letting everybody on my Sunday love letter list know about the course. So if you're not already signed up to that, then head to vickypavitt.com and there should be a love letter tab on there, and sign up. So I'll be letting everybody know about the course on the Sunday after this episode drops. So it should be third week of Jan. Exciting.
And I have got a Design a Life You Love audio workshop that I am just finishing up as we speak and getting it ready to also to be sharing with you. It's a free audio workshop when you sign up to my newsletter. And of course, I've also got the Monday Crew, and I will share a link to that. It is my online club where we are all committed to designing a life we love one Monday at a time. You get private podcasts, video tutorials, online live sessions, and a weekly check-in tool that I use every week. And it's, I love it. I love it. And I love recording the podcast as well. So I'll leave links to that. So lots of goodies for people to get their hands on and courses to sign up to. So yeah, we'll leave all the links in the show notes. And we'll be back here next month with another episode of the Project Love podcast. Lots of love.
Lots of love.
You've been listening to the Project Love podcast. We really hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you did, then come and subscribe on iTunes and we'll deliver each new episode straight to your device. And we would love it if you would leave us a review to help us spread the love far and wide. And if you can't think of anything to write, then just tap 5 stars and say best podcast ever. Thank you.